That was Naomi from the Oakland Community School. Coming up next with a slide presentation is the Minister of Culture of the Black Panther Party, revolutionary artist, nationally and internationally acclaimed, author, comrade, member of the Black Panther Party, ladies and gentlemen, Emory Douglas.
It's an honor to be here today and to be able to do this presentation. First, I want to give you a little bit of history, a short story of when I came into the party. I came to the party in early 1967, around January, when we were planning an event, and I was involved with that event, and Huey Newton and them came over. They talked about some brothers coming to do security, and that was Huey Newton and Bob Seale. And it was there after that meeting that I knew that's what I wanted to be a part of. And I got asked Huey and Bobby how I could join. Huey gave me his phone number. I used to catch the bus in the morning because I didn't have a car, and I would go to Huey's house, and he would come and take me around in the neighborhood, show me around, and then we would go by Bobby Seale's house. And I eventually from there, I began to go out on the patrols as an observer and checking out things that were going on during that period. As you know, I went to Sacramento, but how I got involved with that just so happened one night I went to the Black House. And when I went to the Black House that next day, that night, Eldridge Cleaver said, "We're going to Sacramento tomorrow. Do you want to go?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, you got to be here at 7 o'clock. So I came over to Oakland, and with Oakland, I got my marching orders on what was going on when we went to Sacramento. We were going, to, and it was explained that why Huey wasn't going and why Bobby was going. It was always a strategy and tactic to the whole situation. They said, because if we got arrested, then it would need to be somebody from the leadership to be behind to talk with the press. So that's why Huey and Bobby both didn't go, and Huey stayed behind, was chosen to stay, made the choice to stay behind, and Bobby led the delegation. I recall the hanging out with Huey. We used to travel around in the neighborhoods, and this was before there was any major party. When they'd be organized, they used to go to the club called Boston Locker. And that during that time, that club used to be where all the called the petty bourgeois, doctors, lawyers, judges used to hang out. And Huey and being there organizing with shotgun and talking politics. And the next minute, we'd be down on 7th Street in the hood, talking with the gangbangers and the illegal folks down there on the street in the hood, organizing. It just for a couple of weeks there, we had been doing that for about 3 or 4 weeks with Huey, and he was running us into the ground. At the same time, I had to go and do a work at the YMCA because I was still working at the YMCA and had for a dance that was happening that weekend in San Francisco. And David Haye was there that evening, and he also mentioned that he was tired, so they would get somebody else to hang out with Huey. Just unfortunate that next night was the night that when Huey Newton got shot and the police pride got killed. So that's a little bit of the history. The artwork reflects the politics of the Black Panther Party. It reflects Huey and Bobby defying the pigs in the early days. And it took on a life of its own. It even transcended the black community and took on a national and international flavor. These illustrations. In the early days, we started off with the pig drawings, then we started off with the self-defense, then we started off with showing solidarity with people's struggles around the world. We also dealt with social programs, and all of those things were incorporated into the artwork itself. This one here deals with the time of community control of police when little Bobby Hutton was murdered, and it was in commemoration of his death. And I put that picture in the back because that was a picture that was on our office on, I believe it was 41st and Market, the evening that the verdict had came in when Huey Newton was found not guilty on the charge of murdering the policeman. We knew that day that they were going to be uptight here in Oakland and that they would possibly come by and shoot up our office. And sure enough, that night, and we had kids in there that day, so we got everybody out the office. Sure enough, that night after the verdict came in, you had the police come by and spray the office and shot up the office. And this was one of the pictures that went in the window. So it played a dual role. This is the time when they came to the house where Eldridge Cleaver and Kathleen Cleaver lived at. They kicked in the door without a search warrant. They claimed they were looking for guns. Illegal guns, they didn't find anything, but when they left, they claimed that they heard a disturbance in the neighborhood, so that's why they came by. It was 3 weeks later, they came to Bobby Seale's house. They did the same thing, kicked in his door. It was there after we said no longer would we allow the police to come into our houses and kick in our doors without a search warrant. If they had a search warrant, that was legal, and they could come in. But without one, they could not come in. There was a young man who did this poem named Bobby Heron. I did this illustration to go with this poem. It says, knock, knock, who's there? The pig, you got a warrant? Don't need one, I'm coming in. Bang, bang, oink, oink, off the pig. Next, please. This is kind of the attitude that when they come into our community, they don't come in as peace officers. They come in formation. They come in ready as occupying force. And this is the things that we used to use against these other in the South, the lie and the acid, and the country folks used to do, pour on each other. We now gonna pour on the pig. Seize the time. This is dealing with a tax squad, policemen who were a formation who used to have green light to come in and intimidate the folks in the neighborhood. And there was big protests about disbanding this squad. Next, please. There are a lot of rebellions that went on in the neighborhoods all across the country during that particular time. And this was kind of illustrating these rebellions in relationship to how the community felt about the occupying force in our neighborhoods. This is also dealt with a dual thing. There was hell inside, hell outside. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. As you see, America is spelled with KKK. This was during the time of the Vietnam War also. At the same time, there was these rebellions that was going on in the United States here in America. Next. Get out of the ghetto. Get out of Latin America. Get out of Asia. Get out of Africa. U.S. imperialism. When the black men went to the military during that day, they were naive. But when they got older, they found out that it wasn't the Vietnamese that was calling them niggas. It wasn't the Vietnamese causing unemployment. And they turned on the U.S. imperialists. And many of them joined the Black Panther Party during that day. You had veterans of the Vietnam War who came back to fight on this front against the oppression here in this country. Next, please. This is dealing with Zionists, U.S. imperialist Zionists during that time, and showing how the U.S. government was feeding and propping up U.S. Zionists. Zionists is a philosophy that is about world domination, U.S. imperialism, world domination. Next, please. This is about the space shuttle when they were doing the unmanned space shuttles. Unfortunately, I can't read the writing. It's too small. My eyes got bad. I have to. So, yeah. But I think this one says at last. I think it said that, hey, handle them slaves, we care. We're going to need them for Mars, Pluto, and all those other planets. And you got the slave saying, I knew we should have shot this shit before it got off the ground. Then you got the slave master pig over in the right corner saying, okay, goddammit, don't take 400 years this time. Next, please. This is, again, white flight during that time when blacks were moving to the neighborhood. So we're showing a white only at last on the moon. Next, please. This is black misery. Ain't we got a right to the tree of life? Next. This is still dealing with the oppression. And then, as you see, you got the photograph in the back trying to show what should be doing, what the government should be doing, feeding hungry children. You have the U.S. government said that we were feeding more hungry children than the United States government. That was true. It's called freedom. Next, please. For sale, but I have no money. Next, please. Unfortunately, what we have to show them is this is save the children. This is showing we want decent housing fit for the shelter of human beings. Next, please. There are some people who are really servants of the people, and it's talking about our programs and what we were doing during that time. Above the drawing of the head of the young lady there on the caricature is a community control police petition. And in Berkeley, California during that time, they had a community control petition going around. And they were going to have a meeting on that. Next, please. Next. When would I smile when there was no more hungry? Vote for survival. We said survival started with politics started with unemployment. Politics started with inferior education. Politics started with indecent housing. So these were the things that we brought to the table and brought into the discussion about politics that you hear people and politicians talking about today. Next, please. All power to the people. The survival programs, again, in the background. We had health clinics all across the country. We had a free ambulance service, brand new ambulance, Winston-Salem, given to us by the Coug community. We had mobile vans back east that used to go out with doctors and nurses and students who used to donate their time to to this cause. And we did sickle cell anemia testing. We did all kind of preventative medical care testing during that period. Next, please. This again is all, they bled your mama, but it won't bleed me. That was from Sweet Sweetback, the movie. We shall survive without a doubt. Those are Panther kids. Those photographs of our Panther kids in the Panther Party during that time. Hallelujah, the might and the power of the people is beginning to show. This is perhaps at a time when we had a success or a victory of some kind. Maybe it was in New Haven, Connecticut, when Huey Newton and Erica Huggins were released of all charges when the agent provocateurs who infiltrated the party and killed former Panthers in New Haven. Next, please. Freedom, hallelujah, I want to testify. I got freedom on my mind. Next, please. Next, please. Next. Don't support the greedy, support the needy. Next, please. This is about a boycott. Huey Newton and other Panthers were riding around the community seeing Bill Boyette, who was a black businessman, who were trying to get a black liquor distributor's license. And we said that we would help them boycott the store if they would donate to the Community Survival Program. We did, we were successful, going into a long story short. But after we were successful, they got slick and they didn't want to donate to the Black Panther Party Community Survival Program. So we said, okay, we're going to boycott you. The only way he stayed open was that he had to get the owner of the Oakland Tribune, William Nolan, and the White Chamber of Commerce of Oakland, who bankrolled them for 6 months to stay open. It was after 6 months how the boycott was finally dealt with, when you had then Congressman Ron Dellums, who came in and negotiated the settlement for this particular boycott. But we put a lot of pressure on him because we were out in front of this store from 2 in the morning to 2 the next morning. And we were saying, Bill Boyette, we love you. We know you a victim too. And we were saying those kinds of songs from early in the morning, 6 in the morning, excuse me, to 2 a.m. the next morning. We gave away brand new shoes in the parking lot that used to be across the street. Next door is the Lewis building. We gave bags of groceries away, and we talked about the boycott. Next, please. Here again is another. He says, I'm a greedy man. I'm going out Nola style. Next, please. Bowled by Nola, sold by Boyette. This is another one of my drawings, was picked up by OSPAR, Organization of Solidarity with People from Africa, Asia, and Latin America. That was out of Cuba. You should do all this revolutionary political art in solidarity with people's struggles around the world. And they would sometimes take my art and remix it. And these were two of my drawings that they took and put together and remixed it. And you had a lot of young people who used to go to Cuba during the summer to work in the sugarcane fields to help with the captive sugarcane for the Cuban. And when they would go over there, they would see this art, they would come back and say, you didn't do this art, they did this art. I seen this art in Cuba. And for many years, a lot of people didn't realize that the art was mine, that they were remixing. But that was okay back then because it was all in solidarity and the message was going all over the world. Next, please. As you see, this is the illustration of one of those drawings that you see in the one that they remixed. Next, please. Afro-American solidarity with the oppressed people of the world. Next. This is one of my first and original first color drawings that I did. Next. This was done in 4 languages in solidarity with the African-American struggles, people struggling around the world. This is also OSPAR. Here is showing U.S. government approved, as you see the button on him. This is what war does to people. This is what's happening now, the psychological impact of war. Richard Nixon and Richard Agnew, criminals running the government. Both of them was expelled, kicked out of office. They were running our government. These are criminals. Richard Nixon was a man who was behind and knew everything that went on when Fred Hampton was murdered in Chicago. J. Edgar Hoover had a meeting with him, gave him the whole rundown of what was going on in Chicago when they murdered Fred Hampton and Mark Clark. He said, I'm just not going. I'm just refusing to go. I'm not going to war. I ain't going at all. Trick or treat, pigs. Trick or treat. This was a Halloween one. Richard Nixon wanted to be King Nixon. Corporate profit was going up. Consumer buying going down. That sounds like something happening right now. That's today. That's right now. I, Gerald Ford, am the 38th puppet of the United States. Corporate business runs the government, as we begin to see. President is the figurehead. People we never known of, we see now coming out of the woodwork. This is beginning when we begin to expose what was going on in relationship to the counterintelligence program, the spy program that they had on the people of America and on the Black Panther Party. This one says, I wonder if Nixon is bugging us now. Kidnap. This is when Bobby Seale on Shattuck Street, right across from La Pena, we had a headquarters. And one day I came to the office and we knew some things was going on straight, but we couldn't figure out what it was. That evening we went to the filling station on the corner of Shattuck and Ashby. The FBI swung down on the cars and took out their guns. They snatched Bobby, put him into their car. We had pastors follow that car at the same time. We got in touch with our lawyers. They took him over to the federal building. We found out that they were taking him back to Chicago to stand trial as a part of the Chicago 7. When there was rebellions and these old protests, big protests that took place during the Democratic Convention back there. So we charged that kidnap. And this one says, the art of kidnapping. And it says, hello, Black Panthers. I will soon make it possible for all of you to be with your chairman. Next, please, J. Edgar Hoover. This was in the courtroom during the trial. Bobby Seale was tied and gagged. Never in the history of the country has a person been tied and gagged in the courtroom for wanting to represent himself because their lawyer has to have a minor operation and can't be there, and he wants to have the right to speak up for himself, and they refused that, so every time during the hearings his name was mentioned, he would object to that. He wanted to cross-examine this person. So they gagged him and tied him and chained him in the courtroom. What they normally would do in that case, they would take you out of the courtroom. They wouldn't leave you in the courtroom. But they tied and gagged Bobby Seale in the courtroom. And we said, I linked that to the Black man has no right that a white racist system is bound to respect. And we linked it to the Dred Scott decision, which took place back in slavery when this is a Black man who was thought he was free and took it into freedom, but come to find out that a slave master wanted to take him back into slavery, and the courts ruled in favor of his slave master. So there was the link between Dred Scott and Bobby Seale. A Black man has no right that a white racist political system is bound to respect. This is Free the New York 21. There's Chairman Bobby Seale right there. This is the New York 21 Panthers who were charged with over 137 charges, all of them dismissed within 4 hours of the charges. That was another way of them taking the money that we were using for the social programs. Now we had to organize and raise funds for brothers and sisters who were being charged with all these crimes to fight against the charges. This is Chicago. You had Panthers in Chicago, more Panthers shot in shootouts in Chicago than any other chapter in branches. I think the second chapter has was in LA and in Seattle, Washington. Cautious surviving is criminal. Prison camps, USA, the unknown slaves. Boycott letters. This took place when you had Cesar Chavez and them going to Sacramento and they were launching down International Way, which was East 14. They came by our office. We heard them. We went out and asked them what was going on and explained to us about going to Sacramento because of the lettuce boycott, the chemicals that were being used on the lettuce. And so we marched with them down to our school. We got permission for it to feed them at the school. There was about 100 or some of them. So we fed them during lunch. And then they carried on with the march, and this was to show our solidarity with the marchers and Cesar Chavez during that time. Here's an iconic kind of symbolic of the front page of our newspaper. Hugh Newton, Eldridge Cleaver. Next, please. Political prisoners of U.S. fascism. A lot of people think political prisoners just started yesterday. Next, please. This is when I remember Bobby mentioning to me that Huey didn't like it because it was too real. But Bobby kind of said that he thought it kind of helped supported bringing the issue to the front and helping bring people to the point of where it's helped save his life. In Vietnamese, they say, if the enemy refuses to get out, to now, lady. Next, lady. He had these things. I can't read it real well, you understand. But this is one dealing with a pig ready for overkill in the middle of the Pentagon. And all of these things were happening during that time. You had in New Haven, Connecticut, Bobby Seale and Erica Huggins fighting for their life. You had in Kent State, you had white students who were killed by the National Guard for protesting against the war in Vietnam in Kent State. You had other things. This is one I did while I was in Algeria. And it appeared in the Algerian newspaper. That's when Algeria had a progressive government. And here you have U.S. feeding all those little piglets, nursing them all. And all those little piglets were involved directly and indirectly in colonizing third world people at some point in time in the world. We want decent housing fit for the shelter of human beings. Here you have the system protecting that baby. Speaking as the racist governor of California, I don't think Eldridge Cleaver should teach at UC Berkeley. They had a big, Ronald Reagan petition. The Board of Regents at UC Berkeley did not allow Eldridge Cleaver to speak on campus during that time. This was a time when we got to whiff and got to and begin to protect our offices and stuff against the raids that were taking place and that were being planned against us during that period. And it was because of this in LA and because of the ex-Vietnam veterans that I talked about that came into the party that you had Panthers who were not murdered and killed in LA because Geronimo Jijaga Pratt was one of those brothers who was an ex-Vietnam veteran, helped dig ditches and trenches. So when the police were shooting at the party members in LA, they was under the ground. So that saved lives. Next, please. Next, please. Next. George Jackson lives. Next, please. Next. For every pork chop, there's a frying pan. They said, we are in minimum security, and this brother's in maximum security. This was a sister used to live around behind our office, and she used to love the party and read the law and party paper. So I took a photograph and kind of interpret that. So this was Seniors Against a Fearful Environment, a SAFE program. And this particular piece was about when they had this helicopter that Oakland, California, I think spent about $45,000 to $54,000 on. And we said that if they would take that money that they spent on that helicopter and pay to these young people like this brother here to escort seniors to pay their cashier checks, to take them to get their groceries, then that's where they would be cutting into crime. Vote for survival. This is when Bobby Seale ran for mayor of Oakland. We registered more people that have ever been registered in the history of registering people in Oakland County and Alameda County to this day. Next. This is when we were showing our solidarity with the churches and the ministers. We had fell out with them and then we got back together again, and this was showing the solidarity with those back then. Unfortunately, if I could read them, then I would be able to give you more in depth, but I'm trying to go fast as well. This one here is one that's also being republished. It's been republished in a limited edition right now. Next, please. Some of them I just say pass on and you just look at them. Next. Again, next, please. This is at the Olympics during when John Carlos and Tommy Smith, who were two track runners who were world-class sprinters, and they went and did the power sign. But you had others who went to the Olympics who did nothing but just stood there and just sat at ease. And this was also acknowledging them too, because that was a symbolic of their protest, just not to do anything. Here the brother runs the race, he gets on his knees, he runs the race, he comes to the finish line, he stands up on the podium, he raises the American flag, and he comes back home, and when it's over, a nigga is a nigga is a nigga. Next. Here's showing, I took this book called The Book of Bondage, which was from South Africa, and it showed the oppression that was going on in South Africa. And I put these pictures on these mat things to show how a spark lit the prayer fire. And out of this prayer fire did this flame, and out of this flame comes this freedom fire. And it says, repression breeds resistance. Here again is during the time of when divestment in South Africa. And I think it said at the bottom that Oakland was investing more than $16.5 million in South and racist South Africa. Next, please. Next. 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 There's also a brother. This brother here, he used to come get his paper every week. And he'd be slushed. I mean, he'd be railing, but he would come get his paper. This is showing solidarity with people's struggles around the world. Next. Next. These are showing some of the other things we should sell. Make our own greeting cards, our own postcards, and stuff. Next. Living in America is proof. Next. Next. Hallelujah! The might and the power of the people is beginning to show. Next. I'm unemployed. This is dealing with the housing crisis here in Oakland during that time. Cartoon strip, next. Can't read them too small. Next. Next. That's the cover of the book that's out now. Free food program. Next. 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 Hey. That's next. And here you got the capitalism being eaten up by the avaricious greed. Man, and coming out the other end is military arsenal and gold. Next. 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 U.S. imperialism, black capitalism. Next. Happy birthday, Huey. That was when Huey was incarcerated that we did that one. We want to enter the robbery by the capitalists of our black community. We want to oppose to the Christmas holiday, but we are opposed to the exploitation of the Christmas holiday. Next. 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 I'm hungry, I'm unemployed, I'm black. Hypertension kills. Hey mister, look what you're doing to the poor people. US government, stop killing black people. Freedom now. Next. That's US imperialism. And Moshe Dayan was a terrorist. When he was a terrorist. That's the one with the patch. He was a known terrorist. That was when terrorist, I guess, was supposed to be a good word. Because the United States didn't acknowledge him. But he was a terrorist. There's a history account that shows and says that he was a terrorist. Next, please. Come in to control the police. Lock them up in the birdcage. Next. Next. This is our clothing. We had a free clothing program where we used to give away brand new clothes. We used to give away brand new clothes, brand new shoes. Bobby used to always say we have to give away new stuff. We have to show respect to the community, to those in the community. Next. Next, please. That was in relationship to, I think that brother was one of those brothers down in Mississippi State. Because there was a shootout on the campus of black students on Mississippi State back in the day. Next, please. Yes, next, please. I think this one was, that last one was saying, Mommy, where's Daddy? And she says, Mommy, baby, Daddy's dead. He was shot and killed by the police. Next, please. Nixon, class brothers. Next. 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 gonna go through them so we can get through them. Next. Next, please. Next. This shows a lot of the ones again. Then there's another one here. Next. 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 All power to the people. Next. These are some of the recent ones I did. This is one I did for the San Francisco 8 brothers who were incarcerated and tortured in New Orleans. Tortured. This is what's dealing with what I did when I did an exhibit with the Eastside Art Lines when they went to Greg Morizumi down at the Asian Culture Center. They wanted to do something around reparations. They asked me to do those two pieces there. Next. This is the 45th anniversary of here in Oakland a year and a half ago. This one says, health as well. It says, I like to sin. And he said, yeah, it's non-toxic. This one says, mommy said HIV/AIDS is an act of genocide in Africa, and it's an epidemic in our community. Peace heal, war kills. This is showing the myth of those who are going into the prison system, the prison industrial complex, how they're perhaps now they realize that they've become the new classified slave. This is the black on black violence that you see that you have those out there who play that game. They, all they do is talk and point bullets at each other. This is dealing with the Angola 3 in relationship to those brothers who were incarcerated in down in Angola who are still incarcerated, two of over 37 years in solitary confinement. This is the endangered species. Again, dealing with the black-on-black violence, showing that sign, that's an international sign, the X of toxic. So it's a toxic situation. The end. Thank you.